It's Thursday morning and I've made creme brulee, not just for three or four people as one would normally, but I've actually probably made enough for about 30 people. And that's because this morning I'm just driving, and I know it's only literally down the road, but I'm driving to Pittsford Village Hall, where the ladies of the village take it in turn to make a meal for the over 75s in the village. So here we are. I'm just arriving. I've arrived. We've got some huge creme brulees, and I'm just talking with Lee at the moment because Lee is actually in charge of doing this. Lee, what's on the menu today?
It smells delicious.
It's pork in cider with apples and onions and parsnips, all cooked in together.
That's absolutely delicious. And
we've lots of sage.
Yeah, we've got fresh sage, and we've got about four or five women from the village here who are all helping out, and everybody gets together and eats, and it's done about once a month, isn't it? And we've been doing it for how long? About 3 years now.
Definitely 3 years.
It goes down really well, doesn't it?
Yeah, they had a lovely time. Lots of chatting.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, they appreciate it. They do come from some of the other villages.
Oh, do they? It's not just from Pittsford?
No.
So what?
In a way, we'd like it to be from Pittsford, I guess. But there are Brixworth, White Hills, Kingsthorpe
as well. Right, so Kingsthorpe and Boughton as well. Because the conversation out there, you literally can't hear yourself think, and Brixworth.
Yeah.
Right, it's a fantastic get-together, isn't it? So thank you. Well, I'd travel for miles. I'd travel for miles for one of these meals.
In fact, is there anyone from Pittsford?
There are. Oh, no. So how is once a month, and do you really enjoy it? Because I can see all you ladies are chatting away.
Wonderful.
And the food?
Exquisite.
Really? I was going to say, we never get much left on the plate, do we?
Well, you don't want to, do you? It's a sign, that is.
I think we're looked after extremely well. And I think we're very lucky, because it gives us, looking from our point of view, it gives us somewhere to go where we're treated respectfully and have a nice meal.
It's cheap. It's very almost restaurant standard.
It really is. So put that in your diary, write in the column.
Yes. I shall put it in on the blog, actually.
I really do think it's worth it. And I mean, we're all old pensioners, and it's just lovely because we all live on our own.
Right.
I live on my own. We nearly all live on our own. So it's lovely to be among people and to you feel
Yeah. Fine. You want me to find you a man? There are no men here, are there, today? So you wouldn't miss this for the world?
No.
Well, no, because it's coming out. You see, as you get older, I mean, I've been a woman that's been involved in lots of things like you are, and had a lot of things in my life going on. And then suddenly you get to 80, you've got to stop.
Are you 80?
I'm 80.
Oh, my love, you don't...
So you've got to stop, haven't you? And so I think it's delightful to come here and mix with people of our own ilk.
Yes.
And they're all friendly and all nice, and there's no nonsense going on.
You all look like your friends, because you're all from the surrounding villages, I've been
around,
told.
Yeah. And it's nice, isn't it? And I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and you know, we appreciate you maybe coming around and seeing that we're all right, but we are. They're looked after well.
That's brilliant.
I mean, to come and have a dinner produced for you, because every day you have to cook at home, don't you?
That is true. Even I have to cook
and
every day.
Family, I've always had busy life. So, yeah.
No, I can say I can see it's absolutely lovely. Let me Lee, give you...
Only very little. I'll bring the plate out.
Oh, I don't know. You girls look like you could have a real old knees out one day.
Yeah.